Brown University reaches $50 million settlement with Trump admin to restore federal funding. By Katherine Hamilton on July 31, 2025. Brown University reached an agreement with the Trump administration on Wednesday to restore federal funding for research after the Department of Education paused more than $500 million in funds and opened civil rights investigations into the school. The private Rhode Island school agreed to pay $50 million over 10 years to workforce development organizations in the state. The settlement comes a week after Columbia University agreed to a historic settlement with the Trump administration. More than $200 million to settle allegations the school failed to stop anti-Semitism on campus. The university's foremost priority throughout discussions with the government was remaining true to our academic mission, our core values and who we are as a community at Brown. Brown President Christina Paxson said in a statement. This is reflected in key provisions of the resolution agreement preserving our academic independence. We stand solidly behind commitments we repeatedly have affirmed to protect all members of our community from harassment and discrimination. And, we protect the ability of our faculty and students to study and learn academic subjects of their choosing, she added. In addition to restoring federal funds, the Trump administration agreed to close open reviews and investigations into the school's compliance with anti-discrimination laws with no finding of wrongdoing, Paxson detailed in a letter to the Brown community. In return, the university also agreed to comply with Title IX by defining male and female and having single-sex sports teams and spaces, and agreed not to provide sex change drugs and surgeries to minors. The school additionally agreed to scrap DEI policies and maintain merit-based admissions policies and to take significant, proactive, effective steps to combat anti-Semitism. Brown University agreed to provide data and information to the federal government showing compliance with the voluntary agreement. Paxson noted that the agreement does not give the government the authority to dictate Brown's curriculum or the content of academic speech. Secretary of Education Linda McMahon released a statement praising the deal. The Trump administration is successfully reversing the decades-long woke capture of our nation's higher education institutions. Because of the Trump administration's resolution agreement with Brown University, aspiring students will be judged solely on their merits, not their race or sex. Brown has committed to proactive measures to protect Jewish students and combat anti-Semitism on campus. Women's sports and intimate facilities will be protected for women and Title IX will be enforced as it was intended. Restoring our nation's higher education institutions to places dedicated to truth-seeking, academic merit, and civil debate, where all students can learn free from discrimination and harassment, will be a lasting legacy of the Trump administration, one that will benefit students and American society for generations to come. President Donald Trump also celebrated the settlement in a post to Truth Social. Congratulations to Brown University on the settlement made with the United States government. There will be no more anti-Semitism, or anti-Christian, or anti-anything else, Trump said. Woke is officially dead at Brown. Thank you for your attention to this matter, he added. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecott_Hamilton.